obviously the fact and the sustained nature of these sectarian hate crimes are alarming in themselves, that 132 times private property has been maliciously attacked by malevolent individuals. And the second thing that alarms me about it is the reticence in the part of the department to say if anyone, or if so, how many, have even been prosecuted. Now, it seems to me odd that if they have the statistics for the number of attacks, you'd imagine the next column in the spreadsheet, so to speak, would be the number of people arrested, prosecuted, convicted, and yet the minister is saying that it would be too expensive to trawl the information to find that out. Well, frankly, I don't believe that. I think that there is an embarrassment factor here at the paucity of people who have been brought to justice for these hideous hate crimes. And I think that's maybe why I'm not getting that information. I'm not finished with this topic, and I will be pressing the minister more about revealing the full extent of, or lack of extent, of the pursuit of people for these crimes.
And kind of finally, what kind of group or scattered individuals do you think are responsible for this? Are these kind of dissident malcontents obsessed with sectarianism and hate?
Well, the people obviously are from the Republican movement type orientation who can't abide a prod about the place and think that it's appropriate to destroy their property and to do it with all the venom that they can command. So I think we should also remember that there was a Sinn Féin activist who fell off a roof attacking an Orange Hall not so long ago. So I don't think we can simply write it off as the work of dissidents. I'm sure they play their part, but I think malevolence and hatred of the Orange Order goes a lot deeper and wider than that and embraces those of the party that now sit in government.